Good morning. This is Ryan File from the Mail Tribune, and this is the First Thing Podcast, our weekday podcast that focuses on the day's top stories. You can listen to this podcast and others done by my colleagues at mailtribune.com/podcasts. You can also subscribe on your mobile device using Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. Anyway, here's some news for you on this Friday, February 2nd, 2018. Happy Groundhog Day. First up, a grand jury on Thursday cleared a Veterans Affairs officer of wrongdoing in the January 25th wounding of a knife-wielding Army veteran who'd sought treatment for mental illness at the VA's White City Clinic. The grand jury spent 5 minutes weighing more than 3 hours of testimony from 15 witnesses before deciding the shooter was justified under Oregon law. A release from the Jackson County District Attorney's Office did not name the shooter, but it did note that Oregon law allows officers to use deadly force if they reasonably believe a crime committed by a person is a threat to their physical safety. Court records in the case show only one named person who nearly faced serious injury, Marvin Cipher, shown on a Department of Veterans Affairs website to be a sergeant at the White City facility. When reached by phone, Senior Deputy District Attorney Laura Cromwell declined to name the shooter, citing officer safety and saying that she knew of one threatening call. The Mail Tribune is filing a public records request for the name. Next up, Fish and Wildlife officers are hoping the lure of a $500 reward will lead to the capture of whoever shot and left for dead a bull elk Saturday morning in a Sam's Valley field off Agate Road. Oregon State Police said a witness in the area reported seeing a newer, white, full-sized truck stop in the road adjacent to the field about 7 a.m., and the vehicle's passenger fired a shot before the truck fled the area. OSP was called 2 hours later with a report of a wounded elk in the field. When an OSP trooper reached the scene, the bull was still standing, but it succumbed to its injury shortly after. The field was about a mile south of Agate Road's junction with Highway 234. The meat was salvaged and donated to charity. Anyone with information about the case can call the tip hotline at 1-800-452-7888 or the OSP Dispatch Center at 541-776-6111. Tipsters can remain anonymous and still receive a reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of poachers in Oregon. And last up, it's almost a mainstay in news. Scam alert, don't get taken. It's rarely an issue to get the word out thanks to digital media, but it can still be difficult to get the messages to some senior citizens, who aren't online as frequently, according to police. Well, this week sheriff's deputies have broadened their outreach, opting for a more old-school approach of paper flyers and brochures they plan to hand out at sites around Jackson County, where seniors congregate. The literature includes information on common phone and internet scams, including ploys where scammers will pose as police, court officials, and IRS agents, how to recognize fraud, and steps to take if a scammer makes contact. And that's it for today. You can read full versions of these stories at our website, mailtribune.com. You can also follow us on multiple social media platforms. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube. Have a great day.